You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
From the economy to your wellness, we cover it all on Thursdays, and we've got a lot to get to in the moments to come. But before we get to any of those other stories, it's the shooting death of Makiya Bryant. We'll talk about it right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Yesterday, as the world was evaluating the Derek Chauvin verdict and what happened, news of what had happened on the same day as the verdict began to make its rounds. Here's how NBC decided to report it last night.
Just before yesterday's verdict, a police officer shot and killed a 16-year-old black girl in Columbus, Ohio, saying she was threatening others with a knife. Police body cam video was quickly released. Our Kevin Tibbles has that story, and I need to caution you, the images are difficult to watch.
Police body cam video shows Makiya Bryant's final moments when a Columbus, Ohio police officer responding to a call gets out of his car and seconds later fatally shoots the 16-year-old girl. Authorities say Bryant was threatening two other girls with a knife.
It's a tragedy. There's no other way to say it. It's a 16-year-old girl.
Officer Nicholas Reardon, who joined the force in December of 2019, was responding to a 911 call.
We need a police officer here now.
Video shows Reardon approaching a group of young people in this driveway.
What the video shows is the female with the knife attempting to stab the first female.
Reardon fires his weapon 4 times, striking Bryant. Officers are seen and heard performing CPR. Body camera footage shows a knife on the ground. The city released video from the incident within hours and launched an independent investigation.
We have to ask ourselves, what information did the officer have? What did he see? How much time did he have to assess the situation? And what would have happened if he had taken no action at all?
The Columbus mayor pushing for transparency during the investigation.
That investigation will help us determine whether or not there was a violation of any laws, policies, or procedures. And if there were, the officer will be held accountable.
Officer Reardon has been placed on administrative leave for the duration of the investigation. Meanwhile, tonight here in Columbus, civic leaders are calling for calm. Lester.
Okay, Kevin.
All right. So I want to point this out. NBC is taking some raps today because they edited the 911 call footage that was in there. For this reason, they did not include the section where the girl on the 911 call says, "We have girls here trying to stab us," which would have been helpful in that news report to include. But they do show the girl trying to stab the other girls from the body cam footage as it was released yesterday. And again, we had the same problem with this incident that we had with the Dante Wright and the Adam Toledo shootings the last couple of weeks. And that is, immediately before any of the facts were known, people were already saying justice for Makiya. They had people marching. There was a guy on scene that said, "You didn't have to shoot her." Now, this is a girl, and she's not a small girl, a fairly large girl, trying to stab not one but two different girls that she's upset with. I don't know what the squabble was. I don't know anything about the details of the fight or who started it, etc. But when the police officer shows up, she's actively trying to stab the first girl. That girl falls to the ground. She gets up and goes after a girl that's pinned against a car. If you've seen the video, that's the girl that's in pink. And she is swinging violently this knife at that girl. The officer clearly says to get down, to get down, to get down, meaning to get down on the ground, which is what they try to do with people that are armed. They try to disarm them by getting them in a position where that can occur. And she does not respond to those lawful instructions. In fact, she continues to try to stab the girl. And that's when the shots are fired. But that doesn't stop LeBron James from immediately posting on Twitter the picture of the officer and threatening him by saying, "You're next." And it didn't stop NBC from deceptively editing that story that I just played for you. And it doesn't stop tons of social media warriors, so to speak, from putting up the false information from the beginning. Now, I saw multiple people, including people I know well, post on their Instagram feeds last night that Makia Bryant was unarmed. She was very much armed. And as they released the even more clarified body camera footage, you see her in the middle of swiping the knife in the direction of the victim. Now, I thought that the public safety director, the African-American that is quoted in the middle of that NBC rap that I just played for you, I thought he had some really rational questions about what went down. He said, we need to take into consideration what was happening, how much time he had to react. And by that, he means the amount of time from where he saw the threat of the girl with the knife to hurt another individual and the time that he spent to take action. And that public safety director said, and we need to measure that against what the outcome would have been if he had chosen not to take the action. Meaning if he had let her slash that other girl, stab her, possibly repeatedly before taking any further action, that girl might be dead now as well. This is the interesting thing, both in the Adam Toledo and in the Makia Bryant cases. People that were dishonest about George Floyd have been dishonest about these. Now, the Dante Wright thing in Brooklyn Center, that's just bad. And I think that that officer is probably going to have a lot to answer for the shooting of the person instead of using her taser. And that I'm perfectly willing to, you know, let the justice system do what it did in the Chauvin case work. But in these other two cases, Adam Toledo in Chicago and now Makia Bryant, who I have seen, you know, a professor at Wheaton College in Illinois write long dissertation about how this has been such a horrible experience for the black family in America to see the Adam Toledo and the Makia Bryant things go forward. Friends, this is what else did you want the officer to do? He was called on a 911 call to come and intervene in an attack with a deadly weapon. A woman, a girl, was trying to slash and stab and knife other girls. She was armed. You hear in the amount of time he has from getting out of the car until she has the girl pinned against the other car. It's a matter of seconds. And you hear him give clear instruction. Our problem is not with police jumping to the gun, pun not intended. Our problem is that we have young people that are not listening to lawful authority. And this doesn't have to be pain for a community. This doesn't have to be interpreted as an abuse of power. This doesn't have to be seen as any of that. For one thing, double the amount of white people have been shot by police and killed this year as there have been black people. And we know that the perpetration of the violent crimes with guns by more than 55% is young African-American males with those guns, even though they make up less than 13% of the population. So there is a disproportionate amount of young black men committing crime. But there is not a disproportionate amount of black people being killed by police. And if we're going to go case by case and trial by nightly news cycle, which is what we are kind of in the midst of right now, then we have to judge each one on its merit. And in the case in Brooklyn Center with Dante Wright, that officer cannot be allowed to walk away from that without some sort of what she did was wrong. Whether it was on purpose or not, that's for a jury to decide. And they decided, I feel, appropriately in the Derek Chauvin case. After we were told for a year that they wouldn't, and we burned down half of America saying we could have no confidence in the outcome of that trial. But there is clear video evidence in the Micaiah Bryant shooting that this officer gave clear instruction to someone who was wielding a deadly weapon and attempting to kill other people with that weapon. I don't think it has to be as complicated as we're making it. We need to get back to understanding good and evil, and we need to pursue the good. People are going to die if we don't get back to those basic qualities. Needlessly. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. All right, Kevin McCullough, every single week we promise you, you will get a question answered by none other than Mr. Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan. And Mike, this week's question comes from Diane. She said, "Dear Mr. Connors, my father died and the only asset he owned was an account at the bank. The bank will not let me close out the account. I am his power of attorney and have had access to the account for years. Why won't the bank let me close the account?" Mike Connors.
Okay, well, part of the reason is a power of attorney dies with you. So a power of attorney has no effect the day you pass away. And in all likelihood, assuming the bank is right on this, there was nobody else's name on the account. So this account is going to have to go through court. It's going to go through probate. If Dad had a will, if he didn't have a will, somebody's got to apply to be the administrator of his estate. So that's why it's important to plan things so your children don't have to go through this after you're gone. You don't want them to have to go to court to collect your bank accounts. But that was a mistake. Nobody else's name was on the account.
And if she had been a joint account holder, then there would have been no consequence at all.
Correct. She could have closed out the account with a death certificate.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's interesting. Friends, maybe you've got questions about just such things yourself. The good people at Connors and Sullivan are standing by ready to help you. 718-238-6500 is their phone number, 718-238-6500. And, of course, you can also submit your questions for Mike to answer every week here on Kevin McCullough Radio, but also on his own broadcast Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and FM 102.3 The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday mornings, he broadcasts at 11, where you can also hear questions to those answers or answers to those questions as well. Mike Connors, always appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FALL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents per gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FALL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FALL.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free free booklet DVD. Call 212 Choices. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212 Choices. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 12345, results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 12345, you'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212 Choices, 212 Choices.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? Do you have a VCR anymore? What about a film projector?
With technology constantly changing, most families don't have a way to enjoy their recorded memories, trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos.
That's why we created Legacy Box over a decade ago. Legacy Box is an affordable mailed-in kit to have your aging media digitized to DVD, thumb drive, or the cloud. Our trained technicians digitize everything by hand right here in the U.S.
Imagine being able to easily relive weddings, graduations, baby's first steps, and more. Get started future-proofing your memories today so you can gather the whole family together and begin the trip down memory lane. Plus, for a limited time, we're offering 40% off.
Visit legacybox.com/lbox to get an exclusive 40% off. Buy today to take advantage of this incredible offer and send in when you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 40% off. LegacyBox.com/LBOX.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us on this very busy Thursday. Yesterday, Business Insider published it this morning, about 10 a.m. this morning, a headline that said this: half of Americans want a major overhaul to the U.S. economy. Here's some of the findings. They want major changes for the economy to be completely reformed. People largely backed job training, but are less supportive of an idea called universal basic income, and support for economic reform was far more common among liberals than conservatives. This, according to Business Insider. Stephen Moore, who is a financial and economic advisor to the Trump administration, rejoins us. He is, of course, a fellow at the Heritage Foundation and one of those guys that has been talking about the economy for years and giving us the best principles. Stephen, let me just ask you, obviously Business Insider kind of has their idea of what this means, but if half the American people are saying they want the economy overhauled, what do you think that's really a cry for?
That's a great question, Kevin. I'm in favor of a transformation of an American economy. I think government is way too big. I think we're borrowing and spending our way into oblivion, and this is a very, very dangerous time for our country. I don't know if that's what, a lot of the people respond to this poll we're thinking about, but, we have major problems, and most of it is driven by government. And I hope the American people aren't saying, we want more government, because I think, as Ronald Reagan would say, government is not the solution, government is the problem. People are very frustrated coming out of this pandemic, where our economy was really, took quite a shock. But hopefully we'll get back to lower taxes and less regulation, the kinds of policies that were working for Donald Trump in an almost magical way. And I hate to think that we're going to move back to the kind of policies that we had under Obama that really didn't work very well and created one of the slowest recoveries from a recession in American history.
I thought one of the more telling parts of this was the comparison between job training. I read that as education and opportunity expansion versus universal income, which right. I read that as government handouts. That would seem to say that the entrepreneurial spirit is still alive within the American economy.
Yeah, I'm certainly in favor of job training. I just don't think government does a very good job of that. The best job training, Kevin, as you and I have talked about over the months and years, is on-the-job training. So
right.
One of the big sicknesses in our economy right now, but we're seeing real shortages of workers going back on the job right now because we made very bad decisions in Washington that are paying people. Almost half of all unemployed workers are getting paid more money to stay unemployed than to go back on the job. So throughout the country, you are seeing signs on the stores of on the doors of stores or at construction sites or at other places. Help wanted, help wanted. We need the workers back. We can't get them. One restaurant I saw recently said we're closed because we can't get our workers back. You know, that's really bad for the economy. It's bad for the workers themselves because the longer they sit on the sidelines, it's the opposite of job training. You get a sclerosis of your job skills.
Right. Well, let me end with this idea before we move on to some of the things that are in the Biden administration. And in this last statistic, the Business Insider report found that roughly 78% of U.S. respondents say they are somewhat good or very good in terms of their viewpoint towards the economy ultimately rebounding. And only 7% said that the economy has very bad chances of rebounding. 11% said their odds are somewhat bad. But it seems to me, Stephen, the outlook for the American consumer, at least to whatever degree this poll does it, is saying that we have a workforce that wants to work, they're ready to work, and they're just needing an economy that supports that.
Yeah, and I am, and I'm, count me as one of those people who's optimistic about the economy, you know, at least for the next, you know, 9 months or so. I think we're going to see a nice recovery, thanks in large part to the Operation Warp Speed of getting this vaccine out there. We now have over, I think, roughly half of Americans now have the vaccine. I think close to 80% of seniors have it. So that's really good news. Businesses are starting to open up again. We're starting to see, you know, the government retreat from its lockdown orders. Thank God, finally. So there is reason for optimism. I'm kind of optimistic about the near term, Kevin, you know, for our economy. But I worry, my biggest worry about this massive debt, the massive increase in spending and taxes that I think could really hurt American competitiveness as we move forward against our rivals like, you know, obviously China, Russia, Japan. We seem to be shooting ourselves in the foot. And I think we've got to get back to the idea of a lean, efficient government that does not overtax us and that does not overregulate us. But in some ways, we're moving in the opposite direction.
Right. Well, and that's what I wanted to move to. So the Biden administration is doing what in terms of reflection of what the American consumer and worker seem to be saying in this report?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not so sure about that. I think Americans understand that it's the free enterprise system that's the goose that lays the golden eggs, and that as we come out of this, we need less government, not more. I hope that's how Americans think, because I think that's really what we need. We don't need old-fashioned tax and spend economics, as the New York Times recently put in an editorial. We need, you know, a return to sort of the Reagan-Trump policies of lower taxes, less regulation, let's lower poverty, let's get everybody in America back in their jobs. And those decisions that are going to be made over the next, you know, 6 months are going to have a big impact on whether that recovery happens.
Yeah. Well, and I'm very pessimistic that Biden is doing the things that are necessary, because I do fear that we're on the cusp of inflation and that we are going to have a slowdown because of that. I think that you're going to see everything.
Kevin, I mean, right. But you know, don't forget that I think the markets are calm about this because they think the Republicans are going to be a break on some of these worst impulses of Biden. And, when I say my prayers at night, I hope that's the case.
Yeah. Well, and you're an optimist. So, you're always looking at the glass half full and hoping that the administration will lean in that direction. Sadly, I'm more the pessimist. I don't think that it will. But we'll have to.
I hope I'm right. I hope you're wrong. But you never know.
Yeah. Well, and that's very true. Well, Stephen Moore, we always appreciate your analysis. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Great weekend.
And get his book, Trumponomics, because it goes into much greater detail about all the reasons that he's right on all of the things we just talked about. Kevin McCullough, as we continue, we've got a check-in with Dr. Gina Loudon. And before we're done, it is a Health Thursday. We're going to find out about a new cancer cure called proton therapy and the doctor who is really pioneering it here in the United States, Dr. Brian Chan. I hope that you'll stay with us for that as well. Kevin McCullough, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 Glass Abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Anne, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Now, you know, if you're normally with us on Thursday, that Dr. Gina is normally on Monday. And on Thursday, we normally have Kelsey Bowler of the Independent Women's Forum joining us to talk about the different issues related to what is going on in that arena. But because we did not get Dr. Gina on the show on Monday, I was glad to have a space to slide her in today. And she's here. And Dr. Gina, over the weekend and for the past few days, the administration has made it very clear that if they are going to be successful in their time in office, one of the ways that they have to go about doing that is negating the powerful Trump-appointed court system that has reshaped the face of jurisprudence. And some of my listeners may not know this very well, but he really did reshape it. More than 300 appointments to the federal courts, especially even the Ninth Circuit, where you've started to see some cases go differently there. But, of course, no place where it's been noticed any more largely than the Supreme Court. And the idea that Joe Biden and Democrats in Congress now are working together to try to add four or five justices to that court seems, I don't know, kind of awkward for most Americans to accept. But Dr. Gina, you've got some thoughts on this, and welcome back. And what are they?
Well, thank you so much, Kevin. Yeah, you know, if you look at any example in history where they have, in any country, where they've had a constitutional governance and they then decided to pack the court, what happens is you end up with a two-party system, so to speak, but it ends up being the people versus the tyrannical government. And that is precisely what will happen. It will no longer be Republicans versus Democrats. It will be we the people versus our tyrannical government, the socialist Democrats, which is, we're on the verge of that now, Kevin, but this will cement that, no question. And if you want to doubt that, you have to look no further than the Chavez Maduro government of Venezuela, which what happened was Chavez didn't like it very much when there were some real power grabs by the people of Venezuela. And Venezuela was one of the most thriving governments, and they were really doing extremely well if you look back not that long ago. And then in that transition between Chavez and Maduro, they did pack their courts, in fact. And as a result of packing their courts, there were literally thousands, hear me now, thousands of votes that went directly, thousands of their high court votes after they packed the courts that went directly to the direction of the tyrannical government, that resulted in the fact that you cannot buy gas, you cannot buy food, the country is completely destitute, it has turned completely socialist, and we all know that the Venezuela that we knew 20 years ago is a complete thing of the past.
It doesn't exist anymore, yeah.
Exactly. And so if you want that to be America, and there are other examples just like this, that is exactly what happens when you pack the courts. And this is not about partisanship, Kevin. This is not about Republican or Democrat. This is about power of the people being handed over voluntarily by the people to tyrants. That is exactly what this is about. There's no other way to put this. And it is the scariest prospect of all things I've ever feared in our government. It's bigger than losing any election. And we are looking at letting our government do this. Elections have consequences, Kevin. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said this was a terrible idea. Yeah. Joe Biden said this was boneheaded, Kevin. There is example after example of anyone in history saying this is a bad idea. The bottom line is this administration is cowering to the very, very radical left on this. And this is the worst idea ever proposed by anyone in American history.
Well, I think that that it's pretty obvious that if their proposals and legislation and executive orders come up against some rigorous vetting by the courts, that they are going to lose a lot of the powers that they've ascribed to themselves over the last 60 or 90 days. And I do think that the only way around that is to have a fix in the courts so that they don't have that roadblock. And friends, what Dr. Gina is saying is right. This is part of the genius of American styled representative government. We have checks and balances. One branch of government checks the other. And Dr. Gina, I didn't see people when Barack Obama had control of the courts for 8 years and who got nominated and placed on courts. I didn't see conservatives saying when Trump got into office, oh, let's pack the Supreme Court. Let's add a bunch more judges there because we're in power now. We had to put up with the bad rulings and the bad appointments of Obama, and we waited our turn, and we put the people on that rightfully came up during the Trump era.
No, and you know why? It's not because we are better. It's not because it's there is one reason why, and I want people to understand this. Whenever you're trying to break down politics, you know, I've studied my whole life the crux of politics and psychology. That's why, you know, I've had the degrees that I have. The Dr. Gina is a real thing, despite what the left tells you about him. I have real accredited degrees from real universities. And here's why, Kevin. Oh, we're at the end. I hear your music. Here's why. They can't win American votes. They can't import them with illegals, because the illegals, once they get here, become freedom loving. They can't overturn our electoral system, because that's not popular with the American voters. So they are trying to do this by fiat, because it's the only way that Democrats can win, because their ideas don't float with American voters.
It's tyrannical.
It's the only way Democrats can ever win. Yeah,
yep, you're exactly right. All right, get more of where that came from tonight at 7 on Primetime with Dr. Gina on Real America's Voice on Roku and Apple TV and tons of outlets. You can find it also online, Real America's Voice. But 7 p.m. Eastern, she takes the microphone and doesn't let go. Dr. Gina, we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kevin.
Coming right back.
Jerry Hickey at Invite Health here. All of us have to take care of our heart and memory. That's why I start my day with Resveratrol Max. In human clinical research, 200 milligrams of trans resveratrol supports memory, offers maximum benefit for your brain, and protects your heart. Resveratrol Max is formulated with grapeseed extract and quercetin and offered in oxygen and light-resistant vegetable capsules to amplify and maintain the benefits of resveratrol. Buy one bottle of Resveratrol Max at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Order now and get free shipping. Speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week or call to order now at 800-459-2272. The number for Invite, 800-459-2272. Visit InviteHealth.com for product information or to find a retail location. Trust a brand offering the highest quality products made with evidence-based ingredients from clinical trials. Call Invite at 800-459-2272 for Resveratrol Max now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop just by making the best pillow, which he did. Now Mike has gone and done it again, introducing My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, they are also made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you'll want to get some for the whole family. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, my personal favorite, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 1-800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
The Ask Sister Jean live gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970, and Sister Jean will pray for you, your families, your job, your struggles and troubles. Sister Jean's live pray call-in broadcast is Sundays from 5 until 6 p.m. Ask Sister Jean wants to pray for you. To keep prayer on the air live with Sister Jean, please send your donations by calling 718-653-7970 and tune in at 5 p.m. this Sunday for the Ask Sister Jean live call-in your prayers gospel broadcast on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
If you're thinking about selling your house, call Calamine & Company Real Estate for a free consultation. This is not your typical real estate broker. It's a company you can trust. Calamine & Company focuses on representing sellers and always puts the seller's needs above everything else. Louis Calamine leads a dedicated team of client-focused professionals who combine old-school values with cutting-edge technology. Their deals always get closed and for top dollar. They remove the stress that typically comes from selling a house. Look at their perfect ratings and reviews online. Their unprecedented 100% success rate guarantees your sale will close. Calamine & Company is truly in a class by itself. Remember, they always specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by attorneys, executors, administrators, and the surrogate's court. Offices across New York City and coming soon to New Jersey. Visit calamine.com or call 718-998-1100. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors & Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. On Thursdays, we like to focus in on our health in this segment and get you some encouragement along the lines. And we've talked about nutrition and exercise and all kinds of things to be proactive. But sometimes you need that reparative therapy, that therapy that you need following a sickness or a disease impacting you. And there's nowhere where that's more important than cancer. And as I've told you on many occasions, my family deeply touched by this, not just my own mom, but my bride's mom, both lost to breast cancer many years ago when treatments were not as popular nor as prevalent. And the encouraging thing is that there is really good news on the cancer treatment front. And I want to talk about a new therapy called proton therapy, what it is, how it works, and why it's so effective. And here to discuss is Dr. Brian Chan, who is the medical director at Procure Proton Therapy. And they have, in many ways, pioneered some of the earliest proton therapy that's been done here in the United States. Dr. Chan, we've spoken before, not on this show, but I appreciate you coming on. And thank you for what you're doing. What is the most exciting thing about how proton therapy is having success against cancer right now?
Yeah, thank you, Kevin, for the introduction. And Kevin, you are right. We are entering a phase where with so many new systemic therapies, early diagnosis, the majority of localized cancers can be cured. And so we're now entering a new era where sometimes we're dealing with the unintended consequences of a success. And what I mean by that is that whether it be surgery or regular radiation or chemotherapy, as you know, there's nothing that's free of side effects. And now that we're surviving and being cured of these cancers, many of us are living with potential side effects induced by some of the treatments. So proton therapy really allows us to be more precise than conventional radiation treatments and really reduce the risks of the side effects that can prolong even after the treatments are done. And that's where we feel the biggest benefits are.
Well, I want to make this really clear for the everyday person that's listening. What we're talking about with traditional radiation is a section of the body that gets radiated that goes beyond the tumor. And with the proton therapy, it gets the radiation directly to the tumor. Is that the most basic way of explaining the difference?
Kevin, that's exactly right. We're able to deposit the radiation much more precisely with protons. And if you look at most of the studies that were done comparing protons and X-ray-based therapy, there's a magnitude of difference. In fact, 60 to 80% less dose to the normal healthy surrounding tissues. And that's where we think that the impact of proton therapy can be made.
What's the outcome for the patients that are experiencing it? What kind of noticeable difference are they getting as opposed to people that are undergoing traditional radiation?
Right. So, for instance, when we talk about breast cancer patients, especially left sided breast cancer patients requiring radiation to that breast, by utilizing proton therapy, we can essentially eliminate any of the high doses going to the heart, radical reduction into the lungs, so that, you know, when they are cancer survivors many years down the road, a risk of major cardiac toxicity or pulmonary toxicity is radically reduced with proton therapy. Prostate cancer patients means less dose to the bladder, into the rectum and bowels. So again, the risk of long-term, bowel and bladder toxicity can be diminished as well.
Right. Well, what you're saying is so true, because I've known of more than one patient personally where you've had someone who had cancer, had it go into remission after their treatments, had a long life or at least a good portion of time following. and then have a development with the organs that don't work or other things that were impacted by the cure. The cure ended up being more of what killed them than the cancer itself. And that's why I'm excited from the moment that I first heard about proton therapy. It seemed to make a lot of sense to my mind. And it's not just breast cancer. You guys do kind of specialize in that. But what are some of the other cancers that you're seeing success with?
Yeah, so Kevin, you know, one genre of patient that we really are excited about are head and neck cancer patients. So historically, we would, you know, somebody presents with oropharyngeal tonsillar or base of tongue cancer. We would marinate the entire oral cavity, tongue, and throat with radiation. But now with the precision of protons, we can target the dose directly to the tumor. And the bottom line is that studies have shown that we can reduce the risks of getting a feeding tube put in while the patient's having such a hard time eating because of the conventional treatments. We can spare the salivary glands better so that the long-term risks of dryness of mouth or long-term loss of taste can be radically reduced. So again, for head and neck cancer patients, we see a huge benefit in terms of clinical outcomes. That's another group of patients that we see potential benefits are for brain tumor patients, where we can, again, limit the amount of radiation going to normal brain tissues and consequently reducing risks of these neurocognitive defects, your ability to remember and processing speed and the mental astuteness that we all have. Again, reducing the risks of that happening as well by being more precise.
Yeah, all of that is so important. And I'm guessing, Dr. Chan, you've probably got people coming to you for help from all over the country, but you are fortunately located here locally. How do people find the ProCure Therapy Center if they are wanting to get more information or maybe set up an appointment?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have a dedicated intake team and a concierge team to help with, kind of answer questions to certainly see if you're a candidate for proton therapy. So feel free to reach out to our website at ProCure.com to see if you're a candidate for proton therapy. And if radiation was recommended by your local team of physicians, it is something to consider.
Yeah, it's a good way to get a second opinion and find out if you've got the potential to maybe do it in a safer way. I don't want to make any doctors cringe when I say that, because there are still people that are helped with traditional radiation therapies. But I just have to tell you that in my own mother's case, I know that the radiation that she experienced, and she was a very frail woman, had hardly any weight to her at all. And the radiation really did a number. I wish this had been around when she had been diagnosed, because I think it would have extended her life. But you can go on to ProCure.com and not only read more about the actual process and kind of what it is, you can take a look at it in terms of asking your doctor questions about it. And one of the things that Dr. Chan, you are well willing to do is to work in coordination with the oncologist of the patient that's coming to you and make it a team approach.
Absolutely. That's a great point, Kevin. You know, the way we manage cancers these days is with a team approach with multiple specialists that are involved. Sometimes you have to coordinate the delivery of concurrent chemotherapy or sequence surgery with that. So absolutely, we work quite well with, in fact, we are partnered with a number of academic institutions at our facility to be able to offer a coordinated approach as well as a number of clinical trials on the cutting edge, of therapy.
That's great. Friends, ProCure.com for more information. ProCure.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Ryan Vrak, Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I appreciate you being with us as I do every single day. So grateful that you are committed to this idea of recalibrating your clarity, that we can use the news of the day and the facts of the life of the world around us to cause us to be clearer thinkers. And I believe that if we do that and we essentially decide that we're gonna make our positions and our opinions and our determinations and our formulations based on truth, that we will have a great advantage, not only in the life around us, but for eternity. There's a spiritual component to what we do that is very, very important. When you operate in truth, you're operating on a different plane than, sadly, what most of the culture is operating in right now. And that is very evident in the continual stoking of the racial tensions, even since the end of the Derek Chauvin trial. But we'll come back to that at some point in time. I want to say thanks to the good folks at Procure. What a great service that they're offering, and so much more precise in terms of how they can help you deal with your cancer treatments now. Dr. Gina Loudon, of course, always a breath of fresh air. And then, of course, Steve Moore on the economy and what's happening there. Appreciate all of their participation. I did want to make this one clarification. A couple of days ago, I put up on Instagram a connection to a story that had been touted as a study from the University of Stanford on mask wearing. And they said that the National Institutes of Health had published this study. It turns out that the doctor that was associated with that study was not formally of Stanford University. In fact, he was serving at one of the hospitals associated with Stanford at the time. But he was not, in fact, a Stanford University medical staff practitioner or professor. And the findings of the study that he released, I do agree with. And by the way, my good friend, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who's with me on Wednesdays on Radio Night Live, said that she did as well. She has a lot of issues with masks. In fact, her new book called Panic Attack takes on the mask wearing issue. She proceeded with caution on the credentials of that study, but she agreed with the findings of some of it. And I just wanted to say hat tip to Dr. Sapphire for doing such a good job on that. She also posted today for all the Earth Day, guys out there that love Earth Day, you know, plant a tree and so forth. She said for Earth Day, this is what she put on social media this morning. It's time for policy leaders to stop being complacent. She said, follow the science, remove the outdoor masks so we can all take in the magnificent air and the sights that the earth offers while getting a full supply of our vitamin D. I very much agree with that. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us every weekday. Thank you for being here. And please tell your friends. And if you missed any of it, go get the podcast at Apple Podcast or on SoundCloud. Either one of those. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio and subscribe today. We never put it behind a paywall. It's always free. All right. We'll see you next time.